Save big money on your bathroom update at Menards. Transform your bathroom with a stunning new vanity from Magic Woods. With over 100 options to choose from, our vanities combine contemporary style with durable materials. Find the ideal piece to create the bathroom you've always wanted. From stylish and elegant to simple and modern, save big money on Magic Woods vanities at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all our great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey guys, and welcome to the Provokers Podcast, where we talk about things you probably should too. Today I'm joined by...
Hey guys, I'm Ethan, otherwise known as FlobZXT Gaming.
And I am the hilariously handsome host of the day, Steven Sweepins, also known as John. How you doing?
It's 90 degrees in this room, so I'm hot. Literally and figuratively.
I mean, that happens sometimes when it's really hot outside. Or inside.
Okay, moving on.
So we're pre-recording this, so I feel like there's not a whole lot of small talk we really can do between like the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's fair.
So we got a headlines.
I do, and I took a grabbing this while John was doing the game show episode because we were recording these in the same day. So this is interesting. I didn't know this was happening until just now. So I haven't researched it fully. So keep in mind when I say this. But it's from the official group, so I feel like they're accurate. So LGB is officially breaking up with everything that comes after, and they're forming their own group called LGB International. If you don't know what LGB means, give the program. It's lesbian, gay, bisexual, I'm pretty sure. That's the general terms. But so they're breaking away and they're forming their own thing, like I said, called LGB International. And they posted saying this is a declaration of independence. I looked at my own thing, I took a screenshot of it, tells me. Lesbian, gay, and bisexual people have a new global organization. Yeah, I mean, I don't really follow, like, a lot of stuff like that, but I just had come upon it, and I was like, that's pretty interesting. So they're forming their own thing. I guess they're just tired of everything being added on to their group, or being like, I guess they're that, or they're tired of being associated with everything else after it. I'm not, like, necessarily part of that, but also, to be fair, I've met a lot of pleasant people that are in that first half. So, like, I have friends that are both at the two front. I've met someone who is bisexual. They're also really nice. Like, they're some of the nicest people. So, if they feel that they're being kind of overshadowed, or, I don't know, again, I haven't looked into this, so I don't know why they're breaking away necessarily. But, you know, if that's something they felt they needed to do, then I'm glad they... I'm glad they were successful in accomplishing that. We'll see. I'll keep tabs on it to see personally how they're doing with that, because I'm curious how they're going to make its own organization. Because if they're the first letters of that whole thing, so if they're breaking away, I'm curious what's going to happen to the rest. They're just their own things, I guess. I don't know. But it is interesting to me. So that's why I saw it and screenshot it, because I didn't see anything else that was interesting. A lot of the other stuff was, I mean, this is... I feel this is a little bit political, but it's not as political as everything else I was looking at. So, but to me, it's interesting because again, I have friends and stuff that are part of that first half. So, good for them. That's all I can say. Good for them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have anything negative to say. Like, how freaking dare they? Like, it doesn't really affect me.
Yeah,
I'm not part of the group, so I really can't. I don't. If I knew more and be like, oh, that's why, maybe I'd have a stance one way or the other, but I don't.
Yeah, I mean, I can theorize about why they broke away, but I don't know, like, I can't make any, I'm not going to make any accusations, but if that's something they felt they needed to do, then good for them. Because again, I've met a lot of the people I've met that are lesbian, gay, or bisexual, they're pleasant people. They're awesome. They're like super friendly and stuff. I've never had a problem, so good, like I said, good for them. That's all I can really say there. Because again, same as Southern John, I don't have a stance on it. It doesn't really affect me at all. So, but yeah, that's the headline. So there you go.
Thank you for that. Yeah. Do you have a creative showcase and or a viewer email?
You know, I should have grabbed an email, but I didn't think to do that because I'm on two cups of coffee and it's 90 degrees in this room, so my brain is not working. So no, no, I do not.
Wow, sounds good then. I guess we can probably just move directly into the episode then. It's a real short intro, you know. We're getting right in.
Well, you know, it makes up for the last episode where the intro was kind of long, so.
Right. I was watching a podcast earlier today. I was watching because they also have a YouTube, like, it's them sitting in a room, you can see them and whatnot, so it's like a visual thing there. Anyway, I was listening to it, and they were saying how apparently people are like, oh, if you have a lot of, like, fluff at the beginning of your podcast, people don't like it. Once you get straight into the topic, I'm like, but I like listening to that fluff.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
it depends on the person.
That doesn't speak to everyone.
Yeah, it depends on the person. I would agree if the person needs Subway Surfers on the bottom of their video to watch the video and understand it. But for most people come to the podcast to listen to what they're talking about. So
right, because it's to listen to the people talk. Like, and maybe if it was very niche, like they were talking about a specific thing every single episode. Like they had a podcast on Pokemon, right?
Yeah.
Then they would be like, oh, well, I don't really care. I mean, well, so.
Yeah. I mean, even those podcasts, I hear, like, I don't listen to their podcasts at all, but I know they're, like, a person I watch on YouTube that promotes their Pokemon podcast, and I did listen to one or so episodes, but, like, they still talking about stuff, too, and they're doing pretty well for themselves, so it's like, it doesn't really matter. Like, people have their own ways they want to listen to it. If people don't want to listen to fluff in the middle of an episode, there's a skip button on 99% of episodes. So,
Just skip over 10 seconds when they're not talking about the thing.
Yeah.
So they're not...
Like,
not
I,
that big of a deal.
I know, when I made the headlines and creator showcase, I knew full well that there's people out there that are going to skip those, and that's fine. If that's how you want to listen to a podcast episode, that's perfectly fine. I made that for the people that want to listen to it, right? I didn't make that be like, everyone must listen to this. If you use that skip button, you're basically a terrorist. It's like, no, the people are going to skip over it, and people might even skip over the whole intro. I'm perfectly aware of that when we make these episodes. And that's why I made chapters in the podcast. What was that? The 5.0 initiative? Or no, that's 4, I think. In the podcast 4.0 initiative, I made chapters for every single episode. I don't think all platforms support the chapters, but I know RSS does. I think maybe Apple Podcast does. I don't know. But on the platforms that support it, it gives you the timestamp. So if you want to skip directly to the topic, you can do that. So.
Right. Yeah. Makes sense. But yeah, we can actually get it into the topic. So it's like, oh, we can get into the topic, but then we did it.
Yeah.
So I lied to you.
We lied to you.
But we're talking today about what's on our phones. People want to know.
People want to know.
Been asking.
They've been crying out on their knees. When is this episode going to come out?
Yes. Obviously, it's not a huge.
The name of the episode is No One Asked for This. That's the name of the episode.
No one asked this, but actually everyone asked, you know? I think this is something people need to hear.
Yeah.
It's important. What do you have on your phone, Ethan?
Well, I was thinking we're also going to explain, like, so we're going to tell you what the app is called. We're not sponsored by any of these people, by the way, clarification. Although the owners of these apps and stuff, please give me your money and I'll happily promote it. But yeah, we're not sponsored, and so we'll talk about what the app is and why we have it and kind of, like, what enjoyment we get out of it. And then we'll obviously go back and forth about what's on John's phone, what's on my phone, and that kind of thing. So we're talking about apps, games, services. It could be literally anything the person wants to talk about. So, because obviously we have limited time here, so... it will be a shorter episode because the last episode was like, some parts of it is going to be cut down, but it's still going to be like an hour and 20 minutes. So this one's going to be like 40 minutes, probably, somewhere around there. Obviously you guys can look at the timestamp, so I don't know why I'm telling you that information, but. So the first thing.
This episode will be 40 minutes, and it's like, we talk too long and it's 8 hours long.
Yeah, that's fair. So the first thing that I'm going to talk about is, Spotify, because, you know, I feel like it's shared among a lot of people. I used to actually use Amazon Music, but then I found out they're like $500 million for a year, and I'm like, no thanks. And so I switched over to Spotify, which is free. Free is in the sense that you're okay with the random ads that pop up. But Amazon Music, you know what? Yeah, no shots to Amazon. I was going to say, I don't know if I want your money, but I kind of do. You have a lot of money. And, you know, I do use Amazon Prime, so to be fair. But yeah, so like I used with Amazon Music, if you don't have a subscription, you get ads like every song, and they're like 5 minute ads. And I was like, this is garbage. And you can't really like select an exact song you want to listen to. It kind of automatically shuffles. Now, to be fair, Spotify and mobile does that, but on the web browser, it doesn't. I love the Spotify web browser. Now, obviously, this is a what's on our phone conversation, but I do have Spotify mobile as well, because when I'm on the go and I can plug it into my car, it's awesome too. So yeah, it brings me a lot of enjoyment. Music, I think, is one of the best things in the world, especially with the music you can choose to listen to. I have multiple different playlists on Spotify, depending on what I'm feeling. So I have like if you want to know what type of playlist I have, go to I think it's Randomized Rhythms. It's the episode for us that just came out last Friday, but for you guys, it came out a couple Fridays ago. But yeah, then that song, we both went on to Spotify, press the shuffle button and see what it gave us, in terms of our playlists. So. But yeah, it's a great app that I use pretty much constantly, so.
That's fair. I use Spotify a lot as well. I used to use Apple Music, but Spotify has a lot more to offer, like, in terms of just what songs there are.
Yep.
So that's why I made the switch, and because I have the student discount, I have the premium, so I don't have to deal with the kind of dumb things that should already be features that you have to pay for.
Yeah, that is the one drawback, is they have a couple features that you would think would be basic features, but they lock them on a paywall. But to be fair, I do have a free 3 months, but I'm just trying to figure out what time of the year I want to use it. I'm kind of thinking around Christmas, because I listen to a lot of Christmas music. So I'm kind of thinking I want to do it around then, so maybe in this coming months I'll do it, so that way I can have it through like November through January might be nice. I don't know. I'll see.
I can see that, yeah, for sure.
But, like, what I mentioned before is the Spotify ads aren't too bothersome. Like, here's how it kind of works sometimes. They either give you, like, 3 to 4 ads, all, like, 10 to 20 seconds, or, the time I love it, is when they give you, like, a 30-second ad and they don't give you anything else. It's like, all right, here's 30 minutes of uninterrupted music. I'm like, oh, sweet! So.
Yeah, no, it's very interesting, because before I was like, oh, there's not actually that many ads. Like, it's not that intrusive comparatively to, like, Twitch. I mean, I'm just saying. Like, I'm a Twitch streamer, but, like, come on.
Yeah.
Twitch is ridiculous. But, yeah, I was like, you know what? I don't want to listen to ads. I also got it because I would sometimes listen to copyright-free music on stream, and be like, I don't want to have to deal with ads.
Right.
So that's why I ended up getting it.
That's fair.
So I'm not sponsored by these people to play their ads on my show.
There you go.
But if you do want to sponsor me, then maybe I will. You know,
we can make that arrangement.
We can speak. moving on, I would say an app I have, and I get a good amount of use out of it, is Goodreads, because I read a lot of books. I also use that to organize my reading goal. So I guess an update on my reading goal challenge for this year, because I bring it up every so often. Because I say at the beginning of the year that's what my goal is. I'm at 7 out of 18, so we're probably not making it this year, to be honest with you guys, but it's there.
Well, I'm doing worse, because I got like 2 out of 12, so.
Yeah, so maybe I will. If I really, like, take some time to read, but, like, with school being underway, I don't have as much time to read, so it's...
That's fair, yeah.
Probably not.
For me, it was a mix of work, and I was trying to, like, finish my book, because I want to get my book done. Like, it's not that I'm angry that it's not out, it's like, if I really pushed myself more, I feel like it would have been out by now. That's kind of what irks me too. But so I've been trying to do that, and so I haven't really had much time to read. And then I do play games here and there to kind of escape the universe. And then of course I record stuff sometimes. So yeah, it's a mixture of like being busy. It's good busy, but it's still busy. You know what I mean?
Right. No, I get you. But when I was a kid, I was like, why would anyone need Goodreads to keep track of what books they read? Like, just remember.
Just remember. But, if you're drowning, just eat the water. I mean, come on.
Just drink water. Like, you need water to live if you're drowning. Just stop complaining. Some people are dying of thirst.
Oh my god.
I really use it for the want to read section, because you can, like, oh, I want to read that book, put it on list. Because when I finish a book, I'm like, man, I don't know what I want to read next. Let me look at the list that I have. I'm like, ooh, that looks cool. I'm going to read that next. So that's how I do it.
That's fair. Yeah, honestly, I mean, like, it's on my phone too, but it's because I haven't touched it in like the entirety of this year. Because I stopped, my second book that I read was like in February, so I kind of just, I haven't touched a book in a while, and I'm so upset. But it's offloaded itself because it's like it's taken up space, and the phone's realized this man hasn't touched this app in like 12 months. Get him out of here. Get it out of here. So it's still on the phone, but it's not like it's not. I'd have to re-download it to get it to work. So, but I guess it's me next, unless you're still going.
Yeah, you can go next.
I'm going to steal this one before John does, and that's YouTube. I mean, pretty simple, not really much to say there. I love YouTube. I'm on YouTube. There's not much to say. I watch probably a lot more.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
TV, though, because honestly, I'll watch someone in the background and then work on something. Like, I'll play a game that I'm grinding in, or I'll write my book. Because I can actually write my book and kind of listen to the conversation at the same time. Unless it's a super, like, ridiculous game, like, I don't know, freaking Elden Ring or something. I don't like watch Elden Ring and work at the same time because I'm too focused on the game. But if it's like a super chill game that this person's playing, and like, I will typically watch a streamer because they'll upload their videos on YouTube. His name is Insom. I might have mentioned him before, actually. He plays a lot of horror games, and I love horror games, so I kind of just sit back, play or grind in the game or write my book, whatever I'm doing, and then have him in the background, basically. Some creators I can do that with, like another person I watch, Corey Kenshin. He's too funny to try and focus on something else, so I can't watch him and work. But if I want to work, I'll usually throw Insom on. Not that Insom's boring. Don't ever get the idea of that. He's awesome, but just in the sense that he's like, he plays, his videos are like he's streaming. He doesn't edit them really. He just kind of shows you the game. He talks with chatters and like that kind of thing. So it's just a lot of fun. But it's, I can do that and put it in the background too. So I honestly don't use the app all that much. I do watch videos on it occasionally, but I honestly do watch a lot more YouTube on the TV, but it is on there. It's on there for the same reason, so.
Yeah, I would say that's kind of how I am. I don't use it on the TV, but I have it on my computer a lot, usually while I'm doing schoolwork, or if I'm playing a game, I have a video playing it on my second monitor.
Right.
Because I listen to I watch a lot of edited live streams where people will, they'll be talking chat, or they're just doing something random or rambling something. So it's almost like a lot of the stuff I end up watching are like podcast format, which I've heard people complain about, like, just watch something else, this other stuff on YouTube. Like, if you don't like that style of content, don't watch it.
Right.
I don't get the complaint.
Yeah, I don't really either.
But, I guess for my next one, I'm gonna say the Audible app, because I listen to a lot of audio, because when I am sometimes impatient and be like, I don't want to read this, but I'll listen to it.
Right.
Or if I'm doing something, like I don't usually listen to it while I'm doing it, right? Because, oh, this story's interesting, I'm gonna not pay attention, listen to the story. But sometimes I put it on in the car, sometimes I just do it while I'm playing games, or while I'm cleaning. So it's a pretty good app, I would say. You can speed it up or slow it down if you want, which I like, because sometimes the narrator is, like, really slow, and I'm like, could you speed up your sentences? You're talking, real slow here. I this is the point.
Right.
But sometimes it's, like, that you'll miss stuff. Speed it up. So I there's like a slider, which is cool.
Right.
It goes up to 3.5, which is insanely fast.
That's really fast. I don't know how you can listen to that. I can, like, sometimes I listen on 1.5 speed on YouTube, just if I'm watching like a almost like a documentary, not like a documentary like the boring ones, but like the game documentaries or like that kind of thing. I'll listen just because usually they, no offense to the creators that make those, but they do talk a little slowly so you understand it. But I'm a big brain, so I turn it up a little bit so I can watch it faster.
Right. Yeah, it's like, usually I'm at like 1.5, 2 if it's really slow. But I don't think I've ever been like, you know what? Over 3 times speed, I need to be listening to this real quick.
Right.
But I guess that some people do that. So if you like that stuff, good on you. But I don't see how you can pay attention to stuff going by that fast.
Right.
But what do you got next?
So I'll go over a game next. And it's honestly a game I stopped playing from like the years of like 2017 up until recently. And that's Clash of Clans. It's one of those games that like I had gotten pretty far in when I was in school. And then once I was done with school, I kind of just stopped playing it and never really played it again. But, you know, I was looking for new games to play, and I saw that. I was like, oh, I wonder how Clash is doing. So I redownloaded it. Just, honestly, just did it to check how my stuff was doing, because it obviously saves my data. I was just checking it, just being like, oh, I wonder what they've added and stuff. And it honestly drew me back in. It was a lot. They've changed it, so, because before, you'd have to wait, like, days upon days for things to be upgraded. And you still kind of do, in a sense. But now they've kind of slashed the time you need to wait for in half. They kind of, like, there's no training times anymore. It's, like, a much better game than it used to be back in the day. So I'm still working on it. I'm on Town Hall 13 for people that care. I used to be on Town Hall. I made it all the way to Town Hall 11, which at the time was the second highest because Town Hall 12 was out at that point, I think. But so when I quit the game, Town Hall 12 is the highest. So it's one before the max Town Hall. But then when I came back, there's like 17 now. So it's like, all right, cool. I guess I got like a bunch more stuff to work on, but it's honestly fun. It's one of those apps I kind of go into daily, not for a while, but just for like 30 minutes. I, like, collect my stuff, build some stuff, attack, and then kind of get out, so.
Nice. Yeah, I never played that before, so I have nothing yet.
That's fair.
A game I do have is, I've been playing a lot of Sudoku.
You're an old man?
I'm an old man, yeah. My dad was like, you gotta play this game. Sudoku. Okay.
That is such a dad thing to say. What's next, Solitaire?
He's like, oh yeah, this game goes well. Yes, Dad. It's all dead. It's actually really, really fun. It's like it's a puzzle, you know? Like puzzle games, so it makes sense. I would like Sudoku.
That's fair. Yeah, Sudoku's the one where it's the 9 boxes, right? You gotta put the numbers in the correct boxes or something. It's gotta equal. Like, is that what Sudoku is, or am I thinking of a different game?
Yeah, well, you have 9 rows. It's like a 9x9 grid.
Yeah.
With a 3x3 boxes in the grid.
Yes, yeah.
And basically, it's like you can't have 2 the same number line box.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. I just didn't know how to describe it accurately, because I don't personally play Sudoku, but I think I've played it in some, like, mind games, where it's like a game that has multiple different challenge games in it. I feel like I've played a Sudoku game in one of those types of games, but
yeah.
I'd rather play Sudoku than Solitaire, honestly, because I've tried Solitaire and I still don't understand it to this day. I played it for like 6 months, because there's a game called Solitaire Cash where you do get quote-unquote money. I made like $5, so that's nothing. But I played it for a while and I still don't understand it. I kind of just BS my way through it, kind of like I did in high school. Hey, boom, ba-dum-ching. So I couldn't even tell you. Like, I've told people, hey, I play Solitaire. And they're like, oh, how do you play? I'm like, I don't know. You play cards, and that's about it. And that's all I really can tell you.
Yeah, but you move the cards, and hopefully you win, or else you lose.
Yeah. Because, like, Sudoku actually was a little bit of fun when I had played it. Solitaire was, I really only did it because I was winning, like, 10 cents every game I won. So, yeah. But
what else you got?
Well, I have a lot of options I could talk about. You know what? I'm gonna say, yeah, I'll go with it. It's just because it's, you know, I feel like it's shared among other people as well. I actually said it earlier, didn't I? Maybe. I have Amazon, the website / shop. I don't, honestly, I haven't used it in a while, honestly, but I use it occasionally to grab stuff. Because I'm not really a person that, like, needs anything. I want stuff sometimes, but, like, very rarely do I need something from Amazon. But sometimes I grab it. Just a helpful app. I'm on Amazon Prime, so I save a ton of money that way. And also, you get free shipping, which is awesome. And, you know, Like, because I've seen stuff where I don't get free shipping, and it's like almost double the price. I'm almost paying more for shipping than the actual item, which is freaking ridiculous. Yeah, it's if you have Amazon Prime, it's a great shopping area, I guess. Bezos, please give me your money. I'll definitely take it. But that's all I really got to say.
Valid, yeah. I also have the Amazon app. Like, there's some apps that are like that where it's like almost everybody has the Amazon app.
Yeah.
But I use it sometimes. I'm like, oh, I want to get this thing. Let me see if it's on it. Oh, it is on Amazon. Well, then, purchase.
Yeah.
Pretty, as far as the shop apps that I've used, it's pretty good.
Yeah. And also, like, kind of what you were saying a little bit before, is I'll see a product that's on a different site, and I'll be like, oh, does Amazon have this? And I'll look at Amazon, and sure enough, it does have it. And I'm like, oh, it's way cheaper on Amazon. Let me just buy it on Amazon. Like, that's happened a bunch, too. Where, like, I'll see a product, and I'm like, oh, I kind of want that. The only time I don't do that is if it's, like, an independent seller, because I'll support the independent seller rather than Amazon. But if it's, like, a giant corporation like Walmart or something, I'm like, okay, Walmart has this for $20, and I go on Amazon, it's for $10. I'm like, I save $10 by getting it on Amazon, so let me just get it on, and it's delivered to me. I don't have to go to Walmart. That's kind of what I use.
That's really the main draw for me, is that, all right, I don't have to leave my house.
Yeah. We're mole people. So besides Amazon, what's on your phone?
Let's see. Let me look at which ones that we got here. I've got the Wordscapes app. That's another old man one. Where it's like, it's not like a word search. But you have a letter bank, and you have to find the words that are made up of those letters that it's got. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I've
seen the ads for it. I think I played it once, and then I get mad at those games, because I get mad at myself, because I'm like, there's apparently a word I'm missing here, and I can't figure it out.
Yeah, sometimes that does happen to me. I'm like, I don't know what that to later. Then it'll be like, it'll be like, eyes. I'm like, what's wrong?
Yeah,
I get that.
That's happened so before. Obvious. I played it once, and there was, I got discombobulator before I got, like, it was a four-letter word. I forget what it was. I got disc, because it's one of the levels where you have, like, 50, not 50 letters, whatever, however many letters discombobulator is. And I got discombobulator. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I got that, but I just saw it. And then it was, like, what was the word? It was a four-letter word that I was missing, and I'm like, how am I missing a four-letter word? I eventually just looked up the word combinations that have those letters in it, and I was scrolling down. I'm like, no, that can't be on there. This is five letters. It's not on there. Then I saw this four-letter word. I'm like, oh, I wonder if it's that. And sure enough, it was. I'm like, how did I not get that? I got discombobulated before a four-letter word. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, it really be like that, because I honestly sometimes just put in random things like this one. Nope, that's not it. This one. Nope, that's not it. And when I finally get it, I'm like, oh my goodness, how did I not get that?
Sometimes I put in words that weren't even words. I'm just like, why am I trying these? These aren't even words, probably.
Right. Or you put in a word, and it's like, oh, yeah, that's a word, but it's not in here, so we're going to put it in the bonus category. That's not helpful.
It gives you, like, bonus coins.
I'm scared of that. So, yeah, it kind of annoys me sometimes. But...
So what I've learned is you are definitely an old man, because you got Sudoku in a word game.
Honestly, I played those more than any of the other mobile games.
So. That's hilarious.
But they also have a lot less ads than a lot of the other ones. So that's kind of what I've leaned towards. I was like, oh, it's not really.
That's fair.
What you got?
I guess I'll go over what podcast platform I use to listen to podcasts. And if you want to listen to an amazing podcast, well, you're listening to one. I use, personally, since I have an iPhone, I use Apple Podcasts. I do use Spotify here and there, but I mainly use that to listen to music more than anything. Because naturally speaking, Apple Podcasts doesn't have ads. The only time you get ads is if the creators themselves put ads in their thing, which we do. But let's say, because I think Distractable does too. They have embedded ads. We have embedded ads. They have, like, sponsored ads, so it's a little bit different. Because, like, for example, you can get an ad about, like, freaking alcohol. When I've listened to our own podcast, I got an ad about, like, different type of podcast, and I'm like, I would never sponsor this, but it's here. So to just just want to make it clear that we're not sponsoring these, or we're not getting sponsored by these people. They're just in here. They're just a random assortment of ads. It's like, It's not, that's the difference between sponsorships and ads. Is sponsorships are like a two-way conversation. Be like, I agree to promote your product, you're agreeing to promote mine, like that kind of thing. This is more like just ads. So yeah, I use Apple Podcasts to listen to different types of podcasts, Retractable, and also our own, in case you want to go back and listen to some of ours. It's pretty simplistic, there's a search bar, there's a library bar, it's really easy to use. Not much really else to say, so.
Yeah, I use Apple Podcasts from time to time when I'm like, oh, I need to listen to a podcast. Like ours, every now and then. I don't right. listen to it very often. I'm a fake fan.
How dare you?
Myself.
I mean, we learned that already in the the Provokers quiz show episode or whatever.
But I think another app I use often is... I mean, we got, like, my Canvas app, you know, which is what I use for my schoolwork.
Mm-hmm.
Do homework on my phone sometimes. Because, like, if there's a discussion board, I'm like, I can't be bothered to set this up. I'm going to text it.
I can't be bothered.
It's also good for checking grades so I can see how awful it would be. But I imagine you don't have much to say about that one.
Nope. Not really.
Most of it, yeah.
Well... I guess I'll talk about Fiverr now, because I'm on Fiverr, so you can pay me to do stuff. It's slave labor? No, I'm just kidding.
it's definitely not slave.
It's definitely not, because you're paying me to do it. So yeah, I have ghostwriting gigs, whether it be poems, stories, or like scripts and that kind of thing. So if you don't feel like doing that yourself, and that applies to homework too, if you have a homework assignment where it's like, hey, write a book in 12 minutes, I can do that for you. Won't be a good book, but it'll be a book. I can ghostwrite a book for you, for like certain chapters and stuff. I could, if you have like a poetry assignment, I can do poetry, scripts, that kind of thing. So, I also use it to buy from, people as well. Cause I think Fiverr is one of the decent freelancer platforms. I think I've been told there's a better one, but it's like the second best. It's a pretty decent stuff. Cause sometimes you can't get scammed, but Fiverr has a policy where if you get scammed and you show proof that you got scammed, you get your money back. So, that's only happened once. It wasn't a scam, but like so I had bought their service, and basically Fiverr saw that they were scamming other people. They weren't necessarily scamming me yet, but they saw that they scammed other people, so they were terminating their account. I mean, I guess if you get terminated as a seller on Fiverr, you have like a day of activity before, you can't like promote anything, you can't get it, make any money, but you can like tell people, hey, I'm getting taken down, so we're canceling your order or whatever. And that's what they did. They sent me a message saying, hey, I'm getting taken off Fiverr for this, this, and this, or whatever, and we're canceling your order. I'm like, okay, cool, great. So, but yeah, outside of the few scammers you see, because you're going to honestly get scammers everywhere, no matter what site you're on, just how the world works. But yeah, it's a pretty good site. Like I said, I'm on it, so if you need that kind of service, and then I use a lot of voice acting services. That's where I get a lot of my voice actors for the ARG that's on my YouTube channel. So, yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah, I've never personally used Fiverr, just because I've not been like, oh man, I need this thing. But it is, from what I hear, a pretty decent one. I think a lot of Twitch streamers get like emotes done on Fiverr.
Yeah.
So is that. But I've always gone to this one person that I knew. I haven't seen them active in a while, though, so if I ever need to make more, I'm going to someone else, it seems.
Yeah, that's fair.
I had this one app, I still have it, called Marvel Unlimited, which it's a subscription for Marvel Comics, where you can like read pretty much any Marvel Comics, and it was like, I don't remember how much, like $10 a month.
Hmm.
It was a decent deal, but I didn't want to keep paying for it. I'm a broke college student.
Broke boy?
So I only look a broke boy. So I didn't keep looking at it. But like I read a couple of them, and I'm like, this was pretty interesting.
Huh.
Interesting. The one I read, because I saw people speculating it being the like plot of one of the upcoming movies, and I read it, I'm like, that's a stupid theory. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I honestly never heard of that, but then again, I don't really follow Marvel all that closely. I used to, but they've kind of been eh when it comes to stuff, so.
Yeah, my brother told me about it, so I was like, oh, check it out.
That's fair. Is it my turn again?
It can be, yeah.
Can be? Wait a minute. Who else is here?
I might just decide that you don't get any Westerns and I just keep telling you.
Well, that seems a little rude. Have you seen that meme that's going around that's like, where it's like, you're making, you know what they say about assuming? It makes an ass out of you and Ming. And everyone's like, who's Ming? And then they go, sometimes it ends the punchline there, but sometimes people have like create a whole character. It's like, hi, I'm Ming. And I really don't appreciate what you've done to my reputation. It's a meme going around that I really appreciate. Really appreciate because it's true. When people say, you know what they say about assume Ming? Because if you know this, if you say, you know what they say about us, about assume, or like, I don't know how you word that. Either way, when you just use the word assume, it works because it's an ass out of you and me. But when they say, you know what they say about assuming, it doesn't work because it's like, it makes an ass out of you and Ming. Like, it doesn't work. So people obviously made a joke about that. But besides the point, I don't have an app called Ming on my phone. There might honestly be an app called Ming. I don't know what that would do. I might actually look that up while John's telling us one of his. But one of mine that I have, honestly, is Fetch. And Fetch is a app where you can upload receipts that you get from stores and whatever, and it will give you some in-app currency. I think it's called points. It gives you points in the in-app currency, and you can, once you save up enough points, you can actually use it to spend on real gift cards. So I've got an Amazon gift card before. I've gotten a Grubhub gift card before. It takes a while to get to like some like $25 marks, but it honestly is a really good app. Because you get receipts anyway, assuming you actually get receipts. It builds up over time. I think every 6 months your points do reset, so you do have to eventually spend them. You can't just save a bajillion points and buy like 50 million gift cards. So there's that. You can also, I don't do this because it doesn't work for me, but you can play games. Like, you can get a game on your phone and you could link it to Fetch and you can earn points from that. I've tried that on many different types of games, many types of websites and stuff where it does that, but it's never worked for me. I don't know if it's just the phone I have or I don't know. But I mainly use it for just the receipts, so.
Yeah, makes sense. That seems actually pretty interesting, though, because, I mean, sometimes I'm like, man, if I had a gift card for this thing, that'd be really nice. Into that one?
It's basically just free money. I mean, it takes a while, but it's basically free money. If you really think about it. Because you're getting your shit anyway.
You get something out of it, yeah?
Yeah, basically.
So that's cool. I'm trying to think, what's a good one? Because, like, you know, like, I have the calculator app. I use it to calculate things. It's like, obviously not good.
Yeah, I've been trying to, like, avoid the boring ones. Like, because I could have said, like, Twitter and something. Like, no one cares about Twitter.
Right. Well, I do have the Dunkin' app.
Dunkin', you say?
Yes, man. Dunkin', it's so great that they won't sponsor us, but you know, it's fine.
They still haven't responded to my emails.
I've emailed them 2 times a day for the last 8 billion days. I don't know why they're not responding.
They have me unblocked on all platforms. I don't know why.
But no, I mean, obviously we're not sponsored, but we love Dunkin'.
Right.
I sometimes the past couple weeks, been like, you know what? I don't really feel like raw dogging school today, so I'm gonna get some coffee.
That is fair. So you've been to Dunkin' recently? Like in the past week?
I went on Thursday.
Okay, that's close enough. So they have a new coffee. It's like a cereal milk latte is what they're calling it, which I think is a terrible name. But regardless of the name... Uh-huh. The idea is that they're using milk that's like it's, think of like you're at the end of your cereal bowl type of milk. That's what they're going off of. And I had a free coffee deal on Grubhub, so I'm like, you know what? It's like a $6 coffee. So I'm like, you know what? A $6 coffee for free? I'm taking it. And so like, it's also a thing I could try because I love coffee. I never get any caffeine from it because my body's like, this caffeine module that's supposed to do something for you? We're not going to let that happen. But I managed to get it for the taste. So I'm like, you know, I'll try it. Let me get it. And it's actually really good. The flavor is really subtle, but you do at the little bit of the aftertaste, you do get like, I'm drinking some milk from the bottom of the cereal bowl kind of thing. Which if you don't do that and you just dump a bunch of milk, you're a medicine society. But it's honestly really good. And if you give, I think paying $6-$7 for a cup of coffee is a little ridiculous. But if you have a free deal for it, then I say get it, try it. Because I think you might like it. And you can also add, bonus things to it. Like this most recent time, I did the cereal milk latte. I did one shot of vanilla, one shot of blueberry. So it almost tasted like I was eating like a blueberry cereal. I guess drinking blueberry cereal. But it's pretty decent. So I think cereal milk latte is a terrible name. I don't know what else to really call it, but I'm not in charge of that.
Right.
But
yeah, I saw that on the app. I'm like, that does not sound appealing.
Yeah, they don't make it sound appealing. Name. Yeah.
So I might try it now that you described it. That sounds like it could be interesting.
To me,
if I don't like it, I can sue you.
That's not how that works. To me, it's better. I liked it the second time when I got the shots in there. Because the normal one is fine, but it depends on what type of cereal, like what type of flavors you like. So I got vanilla and blueberry. You might like brown sugar and vanilla or something, or you might like blueberry and hazelnut. If you do, get out of here. Because hazelnut's garbage. But regardless, you can get whatever syrups you want, and they don't charge you extra for the syrups. So.
That's the thing about like the base. If you don't add anything, it's like $6. It's kind of annoying, but they don't charge you for some extra shots of flavors. So it's like just get more stuff.
They do charge you for oat milk and coconut milk and stuff, which I think is baloney. Because let's say, for example, my mom can't have cow's milk, and so almond. I guess they don't charge for almond milk, but who likes almond milk? I mean, come on. But coconut milk and stuff is like really good, but they charge like an extra dollar or something for it. Whereas, shout out to my boy Tim's. Again, you guys can fight over the sponsorship. I don't really care. But Tim's, they don't charge for that. So you could add coconut milk or oat milk free of charge. There's no extra charge for that. Now they do charge for shots, so that's the other caveat. But I'm not usually a person that will get shots in my coffee unless the coffee's free. So.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Well, going off the same train, assuming you're done with the coffee thing, because I feel like it's pretty self-explanatory, you know, you got to get your coffee. Again, you guys can find out the sponsorship. I have the Tim Hortons app, because for me, Tim's is technically closer. I do like Dunkin' as well. I still kind of prefer it depending on how the day type of thing. Like, I think Dunkin's breakfast sandwiches are way better. I just think, like, their croissants are really good, and they also don't charge you extra for a croissant, which Tim's does, which I think is stupid. Especially considering their croissants, Tim's croissants are way smaller than the Dunkin' ones, and yet Dunkin' doesn't charge for them. It's like, okay, all right, what's going on here? But yeah, Tim's, the reason I have the Tim's app is because there's been so many times where I've gotten a large coffee that would normally cost like $4 to $5 for either a dollar or sometimes even free. So like, and this one time, and I'm going to shout out Tim's for this, so again, you don't need to give me money for saying this, but I will appreciate money in the future. And if you want me to continue talking about your business, I will need money. I don't do this for free. But I paid for like a breakfast sandwich. I got off of work at like 2:00. And I'm like, it is technically past breakfast for me, but it said on the app they were still serving breakfast. So I was like, okay. So I ordered it before I left work and I walked there. It's only like a 5-minute walk from work. So I just said, cause on the app you can say you want it ready in like 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or an hour, like that kind of thing. So I just said 5 minutes. And so I got off of work. By the time I get there, it's like 2:30, because I was supposed to be off at 2, but I think I stayed a little bit later at work until like 2:20 or something. So I get there at like 2:30, expecting to have a amazing breakfast sandwich, and I get in there, and they're like, yeah, so we stopped serving breakfast at 2:30. I'm like, are you serious? I didn't say that, because the lady was super nice. But in my head, I'm like, come on. And so she's like, I'm like, okay. And so I was like, can I get a refund for that or something? She's like, yeah, you can contact support and get a refund for it through the app, and if you want to do that. And I'm like, yeah, I'll just do that. Because I ordered the sandwich plus something else. I think it was a coffee or something. And so I took my coffee and I left. And then so I contacted support and did all the jazz. And they gave me, so instead of giving me a refund, they gave me 10,000 points. Which 10,000 points in Tim Horn's terms, so you get, for 750 points, you get a free coffee, a large coffee, anything. I got 10,000 points, which means I got like 7 or so free coffees, which would add up to like, let's say I was getting a larger, because it's a free coffee, but you can pick small, medium, large. You'd be stupid to not get a large because you get the most value out of it. So let's say I got 7 coffees all in a large. It'd be like $40 or $50. And I got that just from a $6 sandwich. So I'm like, this is great. So, yeah, I really only go to Tim's if I have some sort of deal. But through the app, they give you deals all the time. So, and of course, you still have the points on top of the deals. So it's pretty awesome. So, yeah.
Yeah, I've only been to Tim Hortons like a couple times. When I went to Canada, they have chicken everywhere there.
Yeah.
So we tried them there. I think that was probably the last time I had them, though.
Yeah, you need to be in New York or some of the other states that are really close to Canada to have them. Because if you go any further than New York, you don't find them. Like, even in New York itself, right. If you go farther away from the border, you don't see them. So, when I'm in a part of New York that where they're pretty constant. I can wave to Canada. I can smell the maple syrup from here. I can't, but...
Man, that'd be impressive. You got a pretty good nose to be able to smell that far.
Either that or I'm literally in Canada, so I can wave to myself. But no, I'm not
in Canada. It's like, you're not even in Canada, you just have a maple flavored thing. You're like, I smell the maple from here. Like, you have it.
At the farmer's market, I mentioned the thing in the last episode. There was a maple stand I did get some maple candies from, but I had those already. So, but since we're at about almost actually 50 minutes here, do you want to end that there?
Yeah, I think we've covered it what we could, because this is an interesting episode to be on the shorter side.
Yeah.
So we get to talk about a variety of things instead of just like one specific thing, which can be interesting.
Yeah. And if we could always have a part two down later in the future, if you guys want it. I feel like this is more of a niche part two, so if you guys ask for it, we'll do it, but I won't really be putting it on the list unless I see people want more of it.
But thank you guys so much for listening. We hope we provoked a conversation, made you laugh along the way. If you want to find myself, you can find me at JeebansFeebans at Twitch and YouTube, as well as JeebansFeebans Odds on YouTube, where you can catch all my past live streams. If you miss one, you don't see it up there, it'll probably be up in like a few days. It's usually, I don't take that long to upload them. And if you want to check out Ethan, he's over at Flabs XC Gaming over on YouTube and sometimes on Twitch, but he's not been streaming, but who knows, he might be watching this in 2027 when he's streaming again. And it's free to follow, so if you're not, like, do it. It's like, if it's free, you're legally obligated to, so if you don't, we will be contacting our lawyers.
I like how you went to lawyers and not like the FBI or something.
You gotta talk to your lawyers.
Yeah.
You can also find us over on Twitter at Provokers Pod or on Instagram at the Provokers Podcast Official, as well as our Patreon, which if you become a member, you get access to a Patreon exclusive Discord server with us. But apart from that, we got the tiers that range from $1 to $100. The more you buy, the more you get. So it's really, you're not losing money here. You're getting some. You're not just throwing it into a hole and getting nothing out of it.
That is how capitalism works.
That's how capitalism works. But, it's always optional.
Yeah.
Basically. So we won't need to contact our lawyers on that one. and then also, there's the extended cut episodes, which are 30-minute segments that the first few are $3, just so you can see like what they're all about, because they're a slightly different format. And then after that, they're $5, if you really do enjoy them. So there's that, and with all that out of the way, we'll catch you guys next time.